From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is on his way home from Asia. In Seoul, South Korea today, he said if North Korea is prepared to take irreversible steps to eliminate its nuclear weapons program,
the United States will support economic assistance and help promote its full integration into the community of nations.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. and South Korea are taking new steps to get North Korea back to six-party talks on its nuclear programs. And he said the U.S. and its allies are considering new punishments against Iran over its nuclear activities. The Senate health overhaul bill Democrats unveiled last night could face its first big test this weekend, whether there are enough votes to bring it up for formal debate. The bill includes some new items which were not in either of the committee bills from which Majority Leader Harry Reid has been working. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
In an effort to win all 60 of the votes he needs just to get to the floor, that's the chamber's 58 Democrats and the two independents who usually vote with the Democrats on procedural issues, Reid had to get a little creative. One new item is a 0.5% increase in the 1.45% Medicare payroll tax for high-income earners, individuals making more than $200,000 a year, and couples making more than $250,000. Reid also added to the bill a 5% excise tax on elective cosmetic surgery. It's already being dubbed the Botox. But not every change is winning converts. An effort to find a compromise on abortion language is already being rejected as unacceptable to one of the leading anti-abortion groups. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has been negligent in maintaining and operating a shipping channel that runs from New Orleans to the Gulf of Mexico. This is the first time a court has found the government responsible for some of the flooding caused by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. From New Orleans, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Judge Stanwood Duvall said the failure of the Corps to maintain the Mississippi River Gulf outlet was a substantial cause of some of the breached levees and subsequent catastrophic flooding. He also noted the channel was allowed to grow up to three times its intended width and that it eventually destroyed the levees designed to protect the area. Once the Corps created the channel, the judge said it was obligated to ensure it did not create a hazard to life and property. The judge awarded more than $700,000 in damages to plaintiffs. That could lead to lawsuits by tens of thousands of others whose homes and businesses flooded. Attorneys for the plaintiffs say residents who claimed all along that the flooding was man-made and not a natural disaster have been vindicated. A spokesman for the Corps of Engineers says the agency is reviewing the decision. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, New Orleans.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai was sworn in for a second term today after a disputed election in which his chief opponent dropped out of the runoff in protest. In his inaugural address, Karzai pledged to tackle the corruption which has crippled his government and raised questions about whether the U.S. should increase its commitment to Afghanistan. At least 18 people died as a result of another suicide bomb attack in Peshawar, Pakistan today. The bomber blew himself up outside a courthouse. This was the seventh attack in less than 2 weeks in and around Peshawar. It's the largest city in the northwest of Pakistan where Islamist militants have been responding to a government military offensive against them. An historic cemetery near Chicago reopens today, months after it was closed when former workers were accused of digging up hundreds of graves. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Burr Oak Cemetery in Alsip, Illinois, has been closed for nearly 4 months. That's when the alleged scam to resell burial plots at the historically black cemetery was revealed. Burr Oak will reopen in sections throughout the week. The court-appointed CEO, Howard Korenthal, says he thinks the thousands of visitors expected to show up will be pleased with the cemetery restoration, which includes thousands of new grave markers.
I think it's going to help settle people down because a big part of it is they want to know where their loved one is. They'll be able to find that location, and they'll see the grave is undisturbed. Should give people a lot of comfort.
The four workers accused of dumping bodies and reusing plots in the cemetery's widespread desecration face multiple felony charges. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
Stock prices have been down overseas today. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.